Arturo Toscanini was one of the most famous conductors of the 20th century. He was also a pioneer in taking classical music out of the concert hall and into people's homes through recordings, radio, and television. The telecasts he made between 1948 and 1952 have been released on DVD. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
Strange as it may now seem, network television was once a source of high culture. NBC, for example, was a pioneer in televising operas and classical concert music. Some of the very first live symphony telecasts began as early as 1948, with the then 81-year-old Arturo Toscanini leading the orchestra created for him, the NBC Symphony. Toscanini concentrated on his most familiar and popular repertoire. The first program was devoted entirely to Wagner. Then there was a Beethoven Ninth Symphony. He played Brahms and Mozart, Dvorak and Debussy, Rossini's William Tell Overture, and rarities by César Franck and Sibelius. He also led a complete Aida, the Verdi opera with which he made his debut as a conductor in 1886. These loving and exhilarating live performances, with a live audience in the broadcast studio or in Carnegie Hall, are at least as good as some of the maestro's recordings, and actually in better sound than anyone tuning in at home half a century ago could imagine. Toscanini was famous for following the letter of a score, but these performances show his rhythms to be more flexible than his reputation would have it, both incisive and sweeping. Some, but by no means all, of his tempos are fast, but they allow a flowing, singing quality that is pure Toscanini. "With what a new, fierce joy we played," one of his violinists wrote. Toscanini trusted his players. In this buoyant performance of Brahms's Double Concerto, the soloists are not visiting celebrities, but concertmaster Misha Mishikov and principal first cellist Frank Miller. Camera work on late 1940s and early 50s TV was pretty primitive by current standards, Yet there's something to be said for the focus on the maestro's expressive face, especially his deep-set and fiery eyes. He's a singer on the podium, not a dancer. He doesn't use a lot of unnecessary body language. An occasional finger to his lips keeps the volume down, creating more suspense in anticipation of the explosions to follow. But his baton tingles with passionate intensity as he urges the music forward, caresses the melody into an almost vocal lyricism. Watching these kinescopes, I was surprised to discover that Toscanini placed the first and second violins on opposite sides of the stage, an old practice that was pretty much abandoned by the mid-20th century, though it's been making a comeback lately. This placement is geared more for a concert hall or stereo recordings where you can actually hear the back-and-forth dialogue of the two sections. Yet even in the monophonic sound of early television, this spacing still affects the quality of the sound, opens it up, lets more air in. This transparency is another one of Toscanini's great achievements. These telecasts from more than half a century ago sound more up to date and vital than a lot of today's performances. I wish subtitles had been added for the vocal music on the new DVD release, that the announcer's comments between movements had been eliminated, and that you didn't need a magnifying glass to read the liner notes. But these are minor complaints. Toscanini was an artist of such monumental importance. We're lucky to have some of his last performances so thrillingly documented.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed new DVDs of telecasts featuring the NBC Symphony conducted by Arturo Toscanini. I'm Terry Gross.